It's Lower Wacker Live for May 6, 2019. Happy Seis de Mayo. Did I get that right? I think I got that right. I hope you enjoyed the summer-like weather and got out your short shorts that you used to rock back in August. But when you rocked them yesterday, it was just a ton of underbutt. I'm only speaking from experience. It was hard watching you stare as I walked by. Here are today's headlines. Let's do this, Illinois. By the time you're listening to this, the State House will have probably introduced a bill to legalize the ganja. I sound like my dad, ganja, or like any dork. What's the band called? Not Foghat. What's the band that...
I want my MTV.
Dire Straits. Like a dork in a Dire Straits video. Sorry, I couldn't remember Dire Straits. They really sting out. You can tell how much I listen to classic rock, right? All right, here's the deal. Over 21, legal up to an ounce, so that'll clear the way for revenue and for dispensaries to pop up everywhere, including that old Taco Bell or Wendy's. Used to be designated just for Peter Francis Geraci satellite offices, but now you'll be able to buy pot and get out of bankruptcy. So there's that. Cops are still worried about driving under the influence, but I guess the big question, and I'm sure there are studies for this, who's going to smoke pot who doesn't already smoke pot, right? Are there a ton of people who are just waiting for this change? I like getting high, but I also like following the letter of the law. If anything, I think you'll see less people smoke because they're like, this is so played out. I was smoking before it was legal, where you had to knock three times in that one dorm room and then wait 15 minutes and come back to the porch and open up the grill and my weed was there. Seeds and all. I had to de-seed it. Not like this tightly packaged sellout weed. I'm out. I'm huffing gasoline from now on. That's my point, though. When they're talking about driving under the influence and they're all worried about driving high, people who get high probably already do that. So my question is, are they worried because they... I don't understand. Like, are they worried now? They must be worried now, right? And then they're worried later? I don't know. I find it to be a disingenuous line of articles that the newspapers are putting out when we talk about legalizing marijuana. All right, moving on. It was a nice day yesterday, so naturally you saw an uptick in shootings in Chicago. 18 shots. Someone shot someone in Humboldt Park. They shot into the park last night. That's terrible. Then late last night, someone shot up someone else on the Ike near Morgan. Keep your eyes on the road. You're on the expressway. Shoot on the side streets. Is that? I know that sounds terribly un-PC, but the gang should make the expressways ghoul. Wasn't it ghoul instead of goal? Ghoul, like when you played like Capture the Flag? Expressways are ghoul. Doesn't sound right, but it feels right. Also, a man was struck and killed as he lied down in the middle of the Dan Ryan. What is going on? Off the expressways. Everybody stay off the expressways. Here's some sad news. Tom Hines died. He was a pretty famous Chicago politician, so was assessor for 20 years, Democrat committeeman for his ward for longer, when that mattered. Also, state senator. So pretty much the trifecta. Tom Hines was the Chicago machine. Hines was the guy who came up with the punch 10 concept, where you just did one punch on a voting card and it just voted all Democrat for you. It was huge until a court said, you can't do that. You can't do that. Also, you know what? One of the guys that inspired the character that I do, Alderman Ed Buss, and a lot of people don't know this, and I get this question. If you're not familiar, I do a character for Schadenfreude called Alderman Ed Buss. He's like a 70-year-old alderman, Chicago machine guy that everybody just forgot. But he still dems and does his way through, and he still acts like the Chicago machine is king. Well, that was based on, because we were doing Schadenfreude 20 years ago, it was based on whatever was in the news, and I believe this Tom Hines stuff was in the news at the time, and Ed Burke and Ed Kelly, the former Park District supervisor, they're kind of an amalgamation of all these guys, just sort of doing whatever they want to do. So if you are a fan of Alderman Ed Buss, then you should tip your hat to Tom Hines, who's right now punching 19 up in heaven, so... Rest in peace. A new study says that Chicago area employers are asking for college degrees as a prereq for jobs that usually you don't need one for. I guess this happens all over the country, but it's worst in Chicago. What? Well, look on the bright side. At least you now have a use for that philosophy degree. So I'll be working salad and the fry stand? Mostly Descartes. I did Descartes. I did also a little Aristotle. In sports, a tale of two half cities this week, and the Cubs scorching hot. They love it at Wrigley. They swept the also red-hot Cardinals like it was normal business hours, just doing their job. With the sweep, the Cubs are now in first place in the Central. The Brew Crew are heating up, too. They come to Wrigley later in the week. But after the Cubs' slow start, they have the best record in the National League. To quote Mel Allen, how about that? Chris Bryant hit a grand slam. Kyle Hendricks threw a shutout. Albert Almora wore another bandana. And the best part, I don't think anyone was arrested for torching a car or punching a police horse all weekend long. Hey, improvement up in Wrigleyville. So I'd say it's a good weekend for the north side. Meanwhile, on the south side, after the Sox walked off on Thursday and they made the baseball gods angry, and the Red Sox won the next three games like they were playing the JV squad, the Sox even let Chris Sale pitch his first dominant game. Always great for the fans. Thanks for that. This weekend was a big test for the up-and-coming White Sox. But you know what? Maybe they can ask the teacher for a redo or at least extra credit, because that grade is plummeting. Eloy should be back. He's doing a minor league rehab this week, possibly back next week. But wow. There was, watch out. Don't sleep on these White Sox. The Red Sox got mad. They came in and they just swept the floor with our White Sox. Let's see. NBA playoffs. Wait, before that, did I see that the Bulls dumped news on Friday night that they extended Jim Boylan? That was a Friday night news dump. Am I wrong on that? That's exactly when they did it, after 4 o'clock on a Friday. Why? Why is that not a Tuesday at 10 a.m. press conference to introduce the future coach, multi-year coach, Jim Boylan? Seems a little suspect to me. The interim coach went about like 17-40 in his first year. And I don't know, the Bulls gave him a multi-year contract. That reeks of Gar Pax being like, listen, we're going to get fired soon. There's no doubt about it. So here's a big contract to protect you, buddy. Thanks for being a team player. Maybe Boylan can take that financial security and move up from his River North condo. Do you remember that story? There was a story earlier in the week or in the year that Jim Boylan had his River North condo on the market. It's like a one-bedroom condo when he was an assistant coach. And it looks like the same kind of condo that you would buy when you're 23 and you're in commercial real estate. Like, that's where he's hanging, like in the hot River North area. Maybe get a nice little single family up in Edgewater or something. I don't know what that money's got now. All right, NBA playoffs. On Friday, I said the Sixers were the team to beat, but then I forgot that the Sixers have Joel Embiid, and that guy's like the most inconsistent player in the NBA. For some reason, the Sixers haven't figured out who their go-to guy is. It should be Jimmy Butler, but Embiid wants it to be him, so he takes the ball and just like spins in the lane and does a bunch of triple teams and just throws it up. Classic. So you know what? I'm moving on. Kawhi, that's my guy. Toronto Raptors, Kawhi Leonard and Drake. That's my team. They should package those two together and bring them to the Bulls. So it's not just Kawhi, you get Drake as well, right? That would be good. They're going to be a ton of free agents this summer. Should we start the Lower Wacker Live office pool on who the Bulls get? I'll go first. I'll take Carlos Boozer. I don't know. On August 13th. All right, good. Tonight's must-watch playoff basketball. Bucks and Celtics, Warriors, Rockets, and no Trailblazers Nuggets. Sounds like a good night. In hockey, Stars and Blues going to a Game 7. Also tonight, Sharks and Avalanche, Game 6. I hate seeing all these big games, hockey games in early May. This should be us, right? This is the perfect kind of day where there'd be like a Game 6 at the United Center for either the Bulls or the Blackhawks. You just know it, you know? It's the kind of day you got to rush home. Babe, I wish I could do the dishes. I got to watch Game 6. Instead, I got to do the dishes. All right, and finally, I read a national story this weekend that the Bears started their kicking competition, and pretty much every single kicker failed to hit a 43-yarder, the same distance Cody Parkey missed in the playoff game. And this was zero conditions as well. So remember this day when the Bears once again make the playoffs only to lose because of a kicker. You heard it here first. The Bears ended up, I think they cut 6 of the 8 kickers now. Elliott Fry is left, and you guessed it, Chris Blewett. Chris Blewett. Let me try that one out. Here we go. 43-yarder, about to right, left to right. Just a snap, and here's the snap. Hit like, oh, to the, it just hits a double, triple doink. And once again, the Bears season that we all cheered on is over in an instant, in a heartbreak, because we are the Bears. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for Monday, May 6th. Beats by Wes Restless. If you'd like to do a couple beats for us for no pay, you can send them to pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. I promise we'll be careful with them. Bye.